Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, precious Blood River Radio family. And by the way, I'd like to throw out another shout out to Ken in Lynbrook. He donated. We got his donation, my wife. I've been out of town, but she told me that Ken of Lynbrook had sent a donation. Thank you so much, Ken. You have been stellar. Never missing a beat. Also, Biscuits, one of our stellar listeners. And I saw Jay-Z from Blood River Rodeo Zone AZ just today. And so he's not listening now. He's out doing something else, you know, at the site unknown. But I'd like to thank you all. And also I saw Pam today. I've got to show what Pam spent endless hours making me. I've got to bring that in a few minutes after the next break show, Dr. Hill and other people. But anyway, I'd like to say thank you, all of our donors, for keeping us on air. Jim from Washington State. I saw Frank Hawaii today. He's up here. But anyway, without further ado, we're bringing my friend, your friend, my general, your general, the one and only Dr. Michael Hill, the head honcho of the League of the South, which I'm a proud member of. And anyway, so Dr. Hill, God bless you, buddy. Just cut loose any way you want. Do you know how we're totally informal here, kind of unorthodox?
Well, that's the way I like it, Eddie. No, this has been a great event here, celebrating James's 20th anniversary on the political cesspool and being here and seeing a lot of old friends that I see on a regular basis, but a lot of people I've seen here today I haven't seen in a long, long time, and that's been quite a treat. But man, this has been great, celebrating 20 years of James being on the air and then coming in here and getting to be on your program. And so, I mean, we just got the world by the tail, I guess you might say here. But no, it's been a great weekend, and I'm not going to say where we are, but
well, no, we can't do that.
That's right. We're in a beautiful place in the South. Yes. That's all we'll say.
Anywhere we are is beautiful.
That's exactly right. Wherever we are is a beautiful place.
Oh, the mole, the bitter ender, the Virginia boy. We make it happen.
Yeah, I've been really impressed by the speakers we've had here so far today. I mean, anytime you have this caliber of speakers, I think about eight of them like this in one day. I mean, there's no way that the mainstream conservatives can put up anybody of this intellectual talent to challenge our position here on the hard dissident right.
Yes.
You know, we have a lot of things going for us. We have the truth, for one thing, and we have some people who can really articulate it. And we've seen that on display here this weekend for sure. And I'm just honored to be here among such a stellar cast of people. So,
you know, Dr. Hill, I got to ask you a question. This might be totally off topic, but it was brought up in a speech today. You know, I've heard so many things about Donald Trump. And the one, I'm going to see if you agree with me, the one takeaway I got from what I've heard, it wasn't very good, very flattering what I've heard of him. He's changed horses many times. It seems to me like he's changed horses. I mean, the only thing I like about him is it seems like for some reason the big Jews hate him. I don't know why. I know, because he's the greatest friend the Jews have, as far as I'm concerned. But we heard him speak. He got beaten to the ground by Pat Buchanan. I guess what I'm trying to say is it seems like he's changed his positions five or six times. What's your opinion of the guy? Is he real? What the hell is he?
Well, I don't know, Eddie. That's a good question. I mean, obviously, he has proven himself to be an opportunist. I don't know how much he believes of what he says. Obviously, he made a lot of promises in 2016, and some of them he carried out, and some of them he didn't. And I think there are probably various reasons for that. I know he faced a lot of opposition from the entrenched bureaucracy and government. But there were a lot of things he didn't do that he kind of led us to believe that he would. So this time around, if he wins, which I don't know if he will or not, I guess he'll have a chance to prove it. I'll reserve judgment. I know this. I would rather have had him in office in 2016 than Hillary Clinton, because I think a lot of us would probably be dead.
You get that right.
By now, or in prison if Hillary Clinton had become president. So thank God for that. But I think the jury's still out. I'll give a man a benefit of changing his position. I know a lot of the things that Trump said back around the turn of this century when he was in competition with Pat Buchanan. He may have changed. He may truly have changed his opinion.
I wonder if
on
he
these
did.
Things.
So you think he could have?
I think he could have. But again, I think he's an opportunist. I don't have any doubt about that. But that doesn't mean that he couldn't have seen the light on some of these issues. Again, you know, obviously, if he becomes president, he'll have a chance perhaps to prove whether or not he really means these things that he says about, for example, deporting all the illegals. I mean, if he would just do that,
yes,
that would be a wonderful, wonderful legacy. I think the biggest legacy that I'll give him credit for during his first administration was the calling out of the fake news media. And I think that resonated so much with the American public. It's something that I think they instinctively knew that the news media lied to them, but not to the degree that Trump made them aware of. And I think that was probably his most valuable thing he did. And I'm always willing to give a man credit for what he does, and he did that. And if he becomes president again, which I think if there's a fair election, he probably will, he'll have a chance to do some more things and or not do them and prove to us whether he's the real thing or not. So I guess we'll see.
I think he made a big, huge mistake in not firing that general, what if it's that four-star general who, and the also the defense chief, when the 82nd Airborne and the National Guard was, they were on standby in Washington, D.C. when the Antifa, the BLM was coming. It's supposed to be a million people coming to Washington, D.C., and they were burning Trump in effigy. And the defense chief, and I wish I can remember his name now, and the general Milley, they defied him and said, they countermanded Trump's order, said, we're sending the 82nd back. That's when Trump should, his huge mistake he made, he should have fired both of those. If he'd had to, he should have taken completely unorthodox, completely revolutionary steps that had never been done. He should have gone to the lower officers, maybe a brigadier general or colonel, rounded up some military officers, said, I'm your, and President JFK did something similar to this, and rounded up a cadre of junior officers and said, these sons of bitches are arrested. They have defied my, I'm the commander-in-chief. If he gets in office, I've got to make this quick. If he gets in office again, Dr. Hill, what is the policy? Is he going to arrest all these people that have tried to put him in jail illegally? Is he going to try to use the military to do what I just suggested, maybe get his own, so to speak? You know, the SS in Germany was originally started as a bodyguard for Hitler. So I know you know where I'm going. What's your opinion on that, Dr. Hill?
Well, if he doesn't do this, I think he's going to be breaking the fundamental promise that he made, which is to get rid of the deep state, as he calls it, and return the country to the people. I'm not sure that that's possible to do. But if he doesn't make an effort to do that, and I mean a serious effort by arresting these people and at the very least making sure they go to prison.
Yes.
Some of them should be executed for treason, in my
Amen.
Opinion. And if he doesn't do that, then I know that he's not the real thing. And it's going to take some unorthodox actions that we've never seen before. And whether he has the guts to do that remains to be seen. But if he doesn't, he's simply breaking his promise.
You know, we've had all the wonderful speeches here. We always have great speeches. But in the bottom line, this is my opinion, it's either us or them. And if he does not come in here and do what I said we should do, Dr. Hill, it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a big revolution, but with all the people that supported him, and I don't know who he is, but the MAGA people, they'll lose total faith in him. I think the country will melt down, but he's got, I guess what I'm trying to say is he's got to do that. That's going to be the test, you know. If he gets elected and he doesn't do that, I guess I'm repeating myself, but it's going to go to hell. Well, Dr. Hill, we've run completely out of time for this segment. God bless you for coming on, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm always proud to come on your show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
People, the great Dr. Hill. We wanted to have him on saying a prayer today, but he was busy outside. But anyway, he heard a great Matt, the great Christian, led us in prayer. God bless you, Dr. Hill.
God bless you, Eddie. Thank you so much.
Sir.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, we feel lucky. We've got some of the greatest guests with us today, and we're at an event that rallies around the political cesspool and James's 20-year anniversary. What a legacy. And he's really influenced me in my life, I know that, and many of you listeners as well. And so we had to cut this gentleman off earlier because James had walked into the room, but I wanted to bring him back on and just go for just a little bit longer and talk to Gene Andrews. And so tell me, what do you think about the event here?
It's been great. It's overwhelming to me to listen to all of these experts in their area of their knowledge about what we're trying to do, why we're needing to try to save our race, save the American culture, and not let this country totally go into the toilet and just be some third world banana republic. And that's what the Democrats and the liberals and the special people are trying to do to us. It's just a destruction of what this country was founded for.
They were talking about that a little bit last segment with the Jews and the riots and stuff, or maybe they were talking about that in between the breaks. But
that's
some of the universities, you know.
That's something I wanted to bring up. You know, all the news media is owned by the Jews, and they're whining and crying and boo-hooing about anti-Semitism and Congress, anti-Semitism this. How I never heard one person, not a single one in any of the major news outlets, cry about anti-Confederatism when they're tearing down our monuments and vandalizing Confederate gravesites. That was okay.
as far as the news media was concerned. But when there was criticism of them, of the Jews, then they all started whining about anti-Semitism.
Yeah, and not many of the mass media stood up for Derek Chauvin when he was being George Floyded, did they? There wasn't a big anti-George Floyd rally or anti-Derek Chauvin. What's going on with him?
No, absolutely.
You know, it was suddenly very one-sided at that time.
Oh,
that
news media always is.
And I'm of the opinion myself that they play both sides when they want to, and this is a particular time that they want to play the other side. So, and at the same time, what do you see getting pushed through our House and our Senate? House Bill 6090. You know, the anti-Semitism bill that seeks to destroy. You know, what's interesting about it is it doesn't say anything about college protests in that bill. It doesn't say anything about riots. You know what it says? It says a bill for anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
You know, so who are they going to take out from, you know, with that kind of legislation? They're attacking people that are speaking truth. They're going to be attacking more of us.
Yep. Anybody that tells the truth about history, about World War II, about the whole hoax, you know, whatever's going on today, the control of the banking system, the control of the news media, the control of entertainment industry. Yeah. So if you tell the truth about how much these people control and give the names of who's head of MGM, you know, all of the other film producing companies, then you go. It's going to be like it is in Europe. You go to jail for telling the truth.
That's exactly what they're trying to push here. I think they got the camel's nose under the tent with all the anti. What was it? Boycott, divest, sanction, BDS laws, the anti-BDS laws they passed through all the states over the past. It was about the past decade they've been passing them through different states. And what, about 27 states have adopted it or something like that? Yeah. Even our own beloved Tennessee that you and I are from. What a tragedy that they would accept a bill like that. You know, well, and I was contacting my representative saying, why did you vote for something that is going to attack Christians?
Yeah.
You know, and this particular representative claimed to be a follower of Christ, you know, and I said, then why did he vote for something that's going to keep pastors from speaking
just
the truth?
Panicked on all these demonstrations and riots on campuses up in the Poison Ivy League or whatever they call it in the Northeast. So, you know, it's just that herd mentality.
Yes. Do you think House Bill 6090 will pass?
I don't know.
It passed the House. I'm not sure if it'll pass the Senate or not, but I think it will.
Yeah, it did pass the House. You're right.
Yeah. So we have an attorney in-house here, and he's well, come here and talk to us about it a little bit. Thank you, Gene. Thank you for your input on the current events.
Thank you, man. We're playing musical chairs here, y'all. We're matching. We're doing all kinds of good stuff here. Matching, I guess you could call it, maybe try to call it talent. I guess it's a reach to call us talent. But anyway, I've known this man for many, many years. His name is Frank White. He's one of the, he's an honorary rebel, honorary Southerner. And y'all have heard me say this many times. Southern is a state of mind. It's in your heart and in your mind. When me and my daughter Robin go up there to run the New York Marathon, Frank White, he always organizes all of his associates. And they take us out to these nicest restaurants you've ever seen. Every time we go up there, spoil us rotten. Our money's no good. But I'm going to tell you what, if you want to see some hardcore Confederates, and I mean some, and these ain't neo-Nazis I'm talking about. These are the real, by God, Nazis. Just like I told the people, the Antifa, the Montgomery Bell, hell no. They said, are you a neo-Nazi? I said, hell no. I'm a real hardcore Nazi. My dad was Hermann friggin' Göring. Anyway. Now, this guy, now, he's not that way, but he leads some people that way. Anyway, he's a big supporter of the show. He was one of the very first people to pony up hard cash for Blood River Radio. Well, Frank White, how are you doing, brother?
Eddie, it's a pleasure to be here. Now, I have to ask you something at the outset. How much time do we have before the wonderful commercials about asking an immigrant and what is this, being nice to each other, don't have arguments?
Oh yes.
How much time do we have before those wonderful commercials come on?
You know what? I love that commercial. I wish there was some way we could control those commercials, but there's this guy named Sam Bushman. He runs Liberty News Radio. We have to kind of kiss his ass a little bit because we can't stay on the air if we don't. But anyway, he kind of loves Blood River Radio now. He used to, didn't, but he does now. But he runs all these freaking commercials. They pay him, and that's, you know, if we can't, I wish we could control that because, if we took him off, if he lost his thing, he couldn't syndicate us. I don't know. What the hell?
Well, I'm looking at the screen here. It doesn't tell me when the commercial is starting, but
But
that's okay.
They can skip the break
because I might have to ramble on here because I'm in the room here. I'm looking at, is this Gene Andrews right here?
Is that because
he does the most phenomenal? I'm honored to be here because he does the most phenomenal explanation of what actually happened at Fort Pillow. It is just wonderful. And he is a national treasure. And, of course, Eddie yourself is a national treasure. And you're the same guy in real life as you are on the air. So this is a real honor to be. And, yes, in fact, our New York posse, however you want to call it, our associates, our crew, we always give Eddie a nice, healthy homecoming when he comes out to Manhattan to run all five boroughs in the windy, cold fall weather. And, he likes it up there a heck of a lot. He really enjoys being up there. But, you know, when you pulled me aside, you know, you asked me to be on your program, and I thought of some things I want to talk about.
Well, fire away.
Yeah, all right. So can I talk about the Jews on this show?
Oh, no, we can't say Jew on this show.
Well, you can't say, because I was thinking about Jews.
Well, fire away, brother.
All right. Now, during Corona, I was...
Let me say one thing for you going further. This man, Frank Hawaii, told me there's two types of people in New York, in Jersey. What are those two types of people?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. There's actually three types of New Yorkers.
Oh, that's right.
That's three. So there's Jews, there's anti-Semites. Those are the two types. And the third type are Jewish anti-Semites, self-hating Jews. So those are the three types of New Yorkers, and that encompasses 100% of the New York population. But and speaking of our Hebrew friends, I was listening to a podcast during the COVID, when the COVID lockdown first started happening. And it was impressive because what they were saying was all goal and task-oriented. They said, you know, by this date, we're going to schedule this event. We're going to give this money to this guy. We're going to push this program through by this date. We're going to use these other two guys as ours. So it was 100% solutions. Now, it was 90% solutions, and it was 10% the problem. And we can really learn from that and emulate that. I'm talking about, you know, that they had it down to dates, names, what they were going to do, and they were just goal-oriented and task-oriented. It was really impressive. Now, their goals were, of course, you know, nefarious and destructive to Western civilization, but, you know, the organization and the goal and the, I mean, it was done in their mind. It was going to be done, and that was it, and it was really, you know, it was impressive in that regard, so we can emulate that. And, you know, another thing we could probably emulate is, you know, forming our own communities.
Yes, yes.
This is something we could actually do. You know, in all 50 states,
we got to go to our bottom of the hour.
We're going to hear about Ask an Immigrant.
We'll be right back.
Is it time for Ask an Immigrant?
Yes, almost time. We'll get that immigrant on. Immigrant, right. We want to ask you why you like it in the United States so much. But anyway, folks, we'll be right back with another segment with Frank Hawaii, our honorary Confederate. By the way, I'm an honorary Yankee. Be right back, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News. I'm Laura Winters.
But I want to just start off by saying hello, Minnesota. This is a great state. We're going to win this state.
Donald Trump speaking at the Minnesota GOP Lincoln-Reagan dinner Friday night. Earlier in the day, Trump and wife Melania attending the graduation of their son, Barron. The judge at his hush money trial in New York City at first denying the request and then allowing Trump to go. As for President Biden, he heads to Atlanta to court black voters as support slides. A new Fox News poll shows he's lost 7% of black voters since October of 2020. Florida Congressman Republican Byron Donalds, who is African American, says the president should be worried about black voters, but that it's his own fault for losing their support. Biden is scheduled to give the commencement address at Morehouse College on Sunday.
President Biden commemorated the 70th anniversary of Brown versus the Board of Education, the landmark ruling that outlawed racial segregation in public schools.
70 years ago, when the Supreme Court ruled in Brown versus the Board of Education that racial segregation in public schools is unconstitutional, a prayer was answered in a long struggle for freedom.
Speaking at the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington Friday morning, he emphasized his administration's commitment to the black community. Biden accused his political rival Donald Trump and his allies of trying to erase history by attacking efforts to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion across the nation. I'm John Schaefer.
In other news, Masters champion Scottie Scheffler, the number one golfer in the world, arrested and put in jail outside the PGA tournament in Kentucky. Later, he gets out, makes his tee time, and birdies the first hole. He's accused of second-degree assault on a police officer and other charges. A mugshot released. He was driving in a marked player's car and was going around traffic early in the morning after an unrelated incident involving a pedestrian who was killed. His lawyer says this entire matter a big misunderstanding and that his client should never have been arrested. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Oh, Esther, I
here at Blood River Radio. Without me wasting any more fat, we're going to go right back to our honorary hardcore rebel. I mean, the dude's hardcore. He could have been with General Forrest's Special Forces. Anyway, but he's made me a honorary Yankee, but we're all one in the heart and the spirit. Southern is a state of mind. I've always said the Southern Confederates, we were right in the fact the South was trying to defend the Constitution, et cetera, and all this kind of stuff. And so when we talk, people like Gene and me, when we talk about the South, what we love about the South is really what I was called the Old South, where we used to be. It was a church on every corner. We respected God. We respected the Bible. We respected each other. We didn't steal. We tried to go to the Ten Commandments. Basically, just good people. And if you're that, and if your color, if you're white, I don't care, in my opinion, where you are. If you're white and you even act like a Christian, you're my brother. Anyway, we're going back to my brother up north of the Mason-Dixon line, Frank White. Go ahead, Frank.
And Eddie, you said that I have to sign the civility agreement, right?
Yeah. Wait. That's right. Yes? You can't say another damn word to you. You got to sign that civility pledge.
Because that's important. Is for civility.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Very nice.
Because if you don't have civility, we're going to fight.
All about civility here. Anyway, I want to continue my thought because it is important to discuss 90% solutions and 10% the problem and et cetera.
You told me that, and I've been. It's true. After every show, I always say, Gene can tell you, Mon can tell you, we always say solution. We try to have, after the end of every show, we try to have a solution. And you're the one that put that in my head. But go ahead, Frank.
Well, I want to continue the thought I made. Now, speaking of our Jewish brothers and sisters, you know, we see a lot of them in the New York area doing their thing. And they're clannish is the word a lot of people use. So they form communities, and that gives them power. They have concentrated power in a community. So, you know, when they go to city hall, when they go to town council, city council meetings, you know, what they want goes, and they have a collective voice. So we can learn from that and put it to good, put it to, promoting Western civilization and good things like that. Now, I guess I'm going to violate the 90-10 rule that I just said, because I have some funny stuff I want to talk to Eddie about. And that's actually not that funny. But I want to say this, and I told Eddie this. He has this charisma where whatever the heck he's talking about is interesting. And, you know, you could be, you know, a 150 IQ genius, but not be interesting. And, of course, Eddie's a genius too. But he just so happens.
IQ.
There you go. But he just so happens to be interesting. So he could be talking about anything. He could be talking about, you know, growing peanuts, and he would make it interesting. He'd talk about, he had a show, I think, you were hunting rabbits on that one show. You were talking about hunting rabbits. It was so interesting. I mean, it was amazing. So, you know, he's entertaining, and he has that gift. And
thank you.
And, you know, I'd like to take a little bit of credit for one of your bumpers. Real power is something you take.
Yes. Yes. That's what I borrowed from you, Frank.
Absolutely. So that is a great scene from that television show, Dallas. And lastly, something me and Eddie both love is it Romans 9:10 or Romans 10:9?
Let me think. You're not thinking about? Are you thinking about John 8:44?
Actually, no. I was thinking about this Romans 10:9. Okay, now, this is if you speak His name and.
I've got that tape. Listen, your blessed mother, your precious mother, when she died, you sent me this. You laminated. I've laminated what you sent me, and you sent me my own words back, with paraphrasing, it says, if you believe in your heart and profess with your lips that Jesus was God, that Jesus was raised on the third day, that God raised him on the third day, you shall be saved. Another way of saying it, it's the same man, Romans, also said, if he who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I wish I could quote it exactly, because I have that. You sent it to me.
from your mother's funeral.
Well, it's always on my mind.
It's on my wall, my office wall. Yes, sir, Frank. God bless you for that, brother. You got me chills.
Well, we have to do a shout-out to our good friend, the Copperhead.
Yes.
Also, who wanted to be here, but for various reasons couldn't make it. So, Copperhead, we're thinking about you. We love you, brother.
The Copperhead's been around as long, almost as long as the cesspool's been around. Yes. And he was supposed to come on. He was one of the first people I tried to recruit because the guy is amazing with the knowledge. He was telling me all about it. He's the one that told me about, well, he's in Croatia right now, I believe, isn't he? He's over there visiting our dear General Nick Glasnovic, who was one of my favorite people to come on this. I loved you, the general. He is an amazing man. I could talk about him for 10 minutes. Of Canadian Army, French Foreign Legion, fought, shot and wounded twice, had a collapsed lung, went, you know, in the Croatian War, still went back and fought. But anyways, long time too, and I know I'm maybe repeating myself, but it means so much to me when we go up there. My daughter always takes me up to whenever the New York Marathon, pretty much on her own dime. And she got me in the bitter end here, a beautiful hotel here, probably just like a third of what it would cost. But when she takes me up there, y'all and you and your associates, and I consider my brothers, they treat us gold and our money's done good. Y'all spoil Robin. In fact, Rob, I think, one of his favorite people in the world is Robin. He always hits it off with her. I just have some great people up there. I love you all to death. And I'm hoping to get to run the next New York Marathon. But excuse me, people. We had a little technical glitch there. I was late to catch it because I had my mic, my headset down. But we're still back, and we went off air just for a second. But go ahead.
Well, we were just having some wonderful Southern porch talk.
Yes,
as they call it, talking about our brother Keith Alexander, and he gives that wonderful tour of Memphis, and he knows all the landmarks and all the historical figures that are buried in the various cemeteries and Confederate heroes and, you know, all this wonderful information. So it's good.
Everything under the sun he knows, except for those of bliss.
Except when it comes to potentially Masonic symbols and Egyptian obelisks and things that could be associated with me. Nothing about that, but everything he's very knowledgeable about.
That's the only thing.
We kid.
Well, you know what? We'll be having to go to a break any second. I don't have my little clock on, so we got one minute.
I got one more thing that's just so admirable about you guys. And, you know, and the best of us handle things this way, and that's if we have squabbles, we keep it amongst ourselves.
Yes, we do.
We don't make public spectacles out of it. You know, we know people that think like us have made public spectacles of things, and that's always a bad idea. So if you have a beef, you know, no matter how right you think you are and how wrong the other person is, keep it amongst yourselves. And these guys have that down to a T. They do. It's actually, you guys do have arguments once in a while, right?
Oh, legendary.
Yeah. But you don't make it public.
Yeah. You know what? And I'll say that this is the guy's truth. Me and James probably had, I don't know, 75 or 80 hot arguments since we've been together, but you see, we're still like brothers. But at every single time, Danny, his wife, has always been on my side. She's never been against me one time. She really has, and because that's how I'm always right. But anyway, you're absolutely right. We've had fights with other people in the movement, but we try to keep it in the family. We really do. You're so right. You're so right about that. And if we win, if we survive against Satan, and that's who we're fighting against, don't ever make it. Don't ever think we're not fighting Satan. Well, anyway, people, we've run completely out of the break. We're trying to get Sam Bushman to come in here and close it out, since he does syndicate our show. Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you, Funka.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, as promised, we've got the head honcho, the guy who he syndicates Liberty News, assuming he syndicates Blood River, he syndicates TPC. Without this guy here, there would be no TPC, there would be no Blood River, there would be no Liberty Radio. And that guy we're talking about right now is Sam Bushman, and he's going to take up this great, great broadcast we've had. He's going to take us out, and it's rightfully so. Go ahead, Sam.
Tell you what. You want me to tell Eddie Miller stories, James Edwards stories? What kind of stories do you want me to tell? I can tell you Pat Buchanan stories. So when I first got into radio, Babe Buchanan, Pat Buchanan's sister, did a show on the same network that I was syndicated with and involved with at the time. I owned a radio station and carried Babe Buchanan, believe it or not. Going back to the Buchanan days, Eddie.
I'll tell you what.
You know Babe?
I remember me and James, I forget, were we with RBN before we went with Sam? Who were we with?
RBN.
We were the RBN. And
you were with RBN? Like, yeah, that's right.
And, you know, you called in, you did some research and stuff, and when you first came upon the political suspect, it wasn't me, it wasn't James that you liked, it was Bill Rowland that got your attention.
Bill Rowland got my attention at first because I was asked to evaluate James' show in, like, 2008. And I heard a little bit of it, and I was kind of like, oh, man, these guys are, you know, crazy, pro-white, extreme a little bit. But I thought, you know what? They have their First Amendment rights, too, you know. So let me give them another chance. And so I started listening, and it was Bill Rowland that first developed my confidence that he had credibility. And then it was shortly thereafter that James built confidence as well. And I believe then Bill and James was kind of the start of my understanding. But it was really Bill Rowland, because he came across as a credible, you know, adult, older gentleman that had kind of seen the world, knew what was going on in the world and everything else. And when he brought up points, he brought the receipts, though. In other words, he would document what he had to say very well. He would reference what he had to say very well. And so it wasn't long to where I started to trust James and understand James too. But in the 2008 era, I first got hooked on Bill Rowland. And then later in the year, I got hooked on James Edwards. And then they came back and said, hey, you know what? Do you want to take this show? And I said, absolutely. And so in February 2009 is when I started to syndicate the Political Cesspool. A few years after that, Bill Rowland passed away. Dear friend, loved the guy to death. I think he was one of the, I'm just telling you right now, he's greatly missed. He was incredible. He was educated. He was, when the firestorms would come, he was stable as a rock. I mean, Bill Rowland's a real hero, people.
Yeah, I love him to death. You know, Bill Rowland was one of the original founders of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And I think, was you ever in that, Gene? He was one of the original board members of the Council of Conservative Citizens, along with Gordon Baum.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and so he was the man. He was a great guy. I loved working with him. He gave me my first nickname, the jalapeno pepper of political cesspool, before Winston Smith changed my name from jalapeno pepper to the Baba Deer. But anyway, I love him. We all miss him. I got to say one more thing, and I said this earlier, Sam. Guess who said the last prayer for Bill before he died?
The Baba Deer?
Baba Deer. That's when I was an on fire Christian. He was dying, and I asked him, I was crying like a baby.
I know, we got to get that Christian fire back, Eddie.
Yeah.
You kind of lost a little bit of mojo, bro.
Well, anyway, not enough about me. Let's get back to you, Sam.
So I got in radio, you know, way before all those people, but I met James and the Political Cesspool team in 08. I started syndicating them in 09. I've been fast friends ever since. So three quarters of James's, you know, stint on the air celebrating 20 years on the radio. You know, I've been the syndicator of it for 15 of those 20 years. And I really believe in the show. I'm convinced that what they have to say is real. I'm dedicated to defending their First Amendment rights.
Yes.
You know, we don't even agree on everything, Eddie.
You
but that doesn't matter.
There's nobody else. I got to say this to you, Sam. And, you know, Lord knows we've all fought. Me, James have fought. Me and Keith fought. With no one outside the studio. No one out in the outside. Our dirty laundry never goes out with the Brotherhood. But you have always
been the brothers.
No, there's nobody, and I said this on the radio, nobody in the universe, nobody in the world would syndicate Blood River Radio. I guarantee double damn to you because we're too damn hot for most people. But anyway, but not Sam, because Sam believes in the First Amendment come hell or high water.
Yes, I do, and that's what I mean. I don't have to agree with everything that James says. I don't have to agree with everything Eddie says. Even Eddie's wife doesn't agree with him all the time.
You got that right.
And so what I mean is I don't have to agree to defend your Second Amendment or your First Amendment rights, or your second for that matter. But I don't have to agree to defend your First Amendment rights. What I have to understand is I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend your right to say it, Eddie.
Yes, and you always have. And I know there's been people had clamored, have come to you to say, hey, we need to get rid of this SOB Blood River Radio. But you told them to kind of stick it where the sun don't
shine. Sand. Yeah. And the thing is that's interesting about that to me, too, is, you know, they want to have what they want to say, but they don't want you to have what you want to say.
Yes.
Now, there is some lines that I have on the radio because I have a, you know, I work with FCC licensed radio stations. I owned a radio station that was FCC licensed. So I do have a couple of stipulations. I don't control what you say, but I do ask if you talk about sexual matters that you do it in a dignified family way.
Yes.
And I do say, you know what, I draw the line that you can't promote violence and you can't do things that are criminal. That's where the line is, and I believe that's not a line that I've really drawn. It's a First Amendment line, and it's a radio station line in America that they've drawn and stuff like that, and I feel like that needs to be honored. But other than that, you can pretty much say what you want. I don't have to agree with it.
Correct. Absolutely.
And they assume because I let it happen that I agree with all of it. That isn't true. And I'm not here to focus on what we disagree on as much as I'm here to say just because I let it go out over the airwaves, just because it's the First Amendment I believe in, it doesn't mean that I agree with everything. I'll give you one quick example. You guys are all for secession. I am not, and I repeat, I am not a secessionist. It isn't that I'm against your beliefs. You have every right to think and believe as you choose. But so do I. And so you can be a secessionist. I can think there's a better way. We agree with the problems. We just disagree on tactics of how to solve them, right? That's what America's genius is all about. That differing of ideas, that throwing out those ideas and the ability to freely discuss them without reprisal, without abuse, without, okay, and we can discuss them and we can talk about the pros and cons. And, you know, I've even sat at the table with some people that debate me, and pretty soon they get so ticked off they just throw down their mic and leave the table. I've had that happen at plenty of times. That's okay with me. I don't do that. I keep my cool. I chill out. We can disagree. We don't have to. Okay, and that's the beauty of what we have on the radio.
Anyway, listen, we got to go to a quick commercial. Some things, some technical stuff has come up, Sam.
Let's do that, and I will take off, but I love you.
I support
your right to the First Amendment, and I consider Eddie a dear brother.
When he gets us ice
cream. He cons chicks into giving us ice cream in the middle of the night for free. That's what he does.
Well, you know, with some technical stuff that's
come up. I love
him
for that.
And we got to go because we're on the road.
Hold on. James is panicking.
Dear Blood River Radio,
everybody's been on the air today perfectly. Just let me just say this: everybody's been on the air today perfectly, and James is panicking. I'm just going to say that.
Well, see y'all later. Well, we just lost our last guest. Anyway, I'll take it out. We may have to go off the air a couple minutes early because we've got to supply some. It's a good thing we brought all this extra radio equipment. Because TPC broken down, all our stuff is good. So we're gonna help the boys out. Of course, it's gonna cost them. You know, we don't do anything free right here. I'm just kidding you. Well, guys, we got a couple more minutes. Anything you'd like to say? Well, I'd just like to, while we got this here, while we got the mic here, while the boss is gone. Yeah, you know, we have more than pushed the envelope a few times, and I'd just like to say this right here one more time. I've said it many, many times. And Sam knows I feel this way. All this civility stuff, and he honors my opinion, is a crock. Our opponents are not going to be civil to us. If our opponents ever get in a position to eliminate us from the face of the earth, they're going to do it. That's their bottom line. The goal that our, and who we talk about, we're talking about the Satan worshiping Jew. And they'll never be satisfied as long as there's one Christian left on the face of the earth. I said that it's either them or us. And you can take that any way you want to take it. But and we pushed that envelope. In fact, one of the times Sam got on to us was when Matt was talking about some stuff, how we'd go over to Charlottesville and storm the gates and get our prisoners back. But I guess I do kind of push the envelope sometimes. But, I mean, I know. I mean, it's reality. What I'm saying is true. It's either them or us. And it's not, you don't have to just look at what I'm saying. Look at history. Like Patrick Henry said, and even people before him, even Solomon said, what has been is what is shall be. There's nothing new under the sun. If you look back, and I'm always talking about Alexander Solzhenitsyn, when he said, and I'm quoting him, that the Jews that ran the Cheka and all the secret police and all, and they controlled the Communist Party and the Soviet Union, they killed 66, Solzhenitsyn said, they killed 66 million in the gulags of the Soviet Union. They won't do that here. They kill untold millions in the Ukraine with the Ukrainian holding them over. I'm telling you, people, I promise you to God, they want to do that here. They want to do it all over the white world, and they will not. That's their end goal. You know why? If you want to know why, all you got to do is see what would Satan do. And I keep hounding on St. John 8:44. Jesus Christ. Let's go see what Adrian Rogers said or Billy Graham said. Let's see what Jesus said about them. He said, they are their father, the devil. He came to kill, to loot, to steal, to lie. He's the father of a liar. He's the father of all lies. Anyway, people, we've run completely out of time. We got to go. God bless you. We'll probably be at home base next week if me and Gene can get back home without having a wreck. Peace, pray for me and Gene and all the people here that we get back home to our home base without having a wreck, without getting killed, et cetera, et cetera. See you next week, same time, same place, God, if God willing. Good night, everybody.